views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Sonny's Barbecue.
Radio 93.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, filling in for Meg today, who's out. In the studio with me right now is Eldon Scott from Sonny's Barbecue, talking a little bit about walking on the sun here with Sonny's. It's a beautiful day outside. Thought, why not? Get
why
people
not?
In the mood.
Walking on the sun. I ain't heard that one in a while.
Yeah.
Gotta listen to the throwback list.
That's right. Get some Smash Mouth on the playlist. So yeah, Eldon's in the studio with me right now. He's got his usual red shirt, his white fringe, and his cowboy hat. He's looking good.
There we go. Got the red shoes, too. Can't forget those. So
is your closet just like a different day of the week, but the same shirt? It
pretty much. Yeah. No, you know, I wear different shirts when I'm out. It just depends on what the occasion is. So obviously the radio show is... stream live on Facebook, so got to wear the shirt and the hat, and the hat's always a given. But
absolutely,
you know, depending on what's going on, if I'm, you know, have to wind up being in the kitchen cooking a little bit, I typically don't wear the fringe.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah, you know,
don't want barbecue sauce
messy.
On that.
Gets a little messy, you know. Yeah. So, but always a good time. How about that? Always
absolutely.
A good time. It was out in the community, spreading the spirit of barbecue is like what we like to say, and it's a beautiful day today. I was out a Good Morning Pensacola with the Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, nice.
They mixed it up a little. Normally they meet at Scenic Hills, and this morning they actually met downtown at United Methodist Church, First United Methodist downtown.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, yeah, it was a good little change up and nice change of scenery. And
do they have an event space there?
They do. The right place. They have an event space there. So, yeah,
oh, interesting.
Great host and had a nice little breakfast for us. So it was enjoying. So,
awesome.
Good to see all the business people this morning out networking and changing business cards and doing all that typical thing. So it was a good time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So what is coming up this spring that people should be thinking about maybe having a party? And
I don't even know
Sonny's.
About this spring, but how about this weekend? This is a busy weekend.
Yeah.
We got Burger Battle by the Bay.
I'm going to be there.
We'll be there doing some burgers.
Nice.
Hopefully we won People's Choice last year, so hopefully we can at least defend that and maybe take home the judge's choice. So we'll see. That's why you got to play the game. That's the reason why they say so. Well, good luck to all the professional teams tomorrow. But
this is my first time at Burger Battle by the Bay. So
how
does that work for people that attend? Is it they get little samples or?
I would say probably going to be about 40 vendors. I kind of took a quick glance at the list, but about 40 total vendors. It's down at Maritime Park, back behind the baseball stadium there. That little park that's kind of back to the left, back where little cul-de-sac is on the side. Tickets at the door, I believe $20. Don't get me wrong. I don't know. I can't remember exactly, but burgerbattlebythebay.com, I believe, is the website. You can check that out and get those tickets there or check it out on Facebook, Burger Battle by the Bay.
And what hours can people come see you?
I believe the doors are open for VIP at 11 and then general admission from 12 to 2 o'clock, I believe is what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, so come on out. It is going to be a great day. It's going to be a lot of fun. Tons of burgers to sample. You're definitely going to be stuffed by the time you're done sampling all the burgers. I don't know that anybody ever gets to sample all of them. It's quite a bit. So
that's awesome. Does the crowd get a chance to vote on their favorite?
People's choice. Yep.
Yeah.
You got a people's choice option there. So, you know, you get your ticket and drop it in the bucket at individual tables. And, yeah, you got a pro division and an amateur division. And, yeah, it'll be a good time. It's a great event put on by Subwest Rotary. Audrey Preston, who's the president of Subwest, actually got me my tickets this morning. So,
nice.
Yeah, so it's going to be a fun day. And then after that, going on at the same time, you got Cops, Cars, and Crawfish. I believe that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big fundraiser for Escambia County Sheriff's Office. It always falls on the same day as something else. I can't make it out.
There's a lot going on.
It is a lot going. This is event season in Pensacola. So,
yeah.
But that's a great one out at the fairgrounds, and one of their biggest fundraisers of the year. So definitely check that one out if that's something you're interested in. And then that night it's Hogfest, and I believe there might be a few tickets left. That's put on by
Sertoma,
and it's a good one. Done that the last couple of years, and so we'll be out there slinging some slow smoke barbecue and having a good time with all the folks.
And that's Pensacola Harley, right?
That is at the Pensacola Harley Davidson dealership. Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah. And what time is that?
I believe doors are at 6 o'clock. I believe is what those are.
But okay.
Check it out, Pensacola Hog Fest.
If you're not doing lunch, you can come see Eldon for supper.
There you go, or both.
or both.
Or go to any of our four locations. That's a great segue, PJ. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Great segue. Yeah, we do have four locations here in the News Radio area. You know, do like to be out in the community doing a lot of catering, doing a lot of events, being a part of the community and all the nonprofits that are doing fundraisers. But we do have the four locations, the restaurants. We have the one in Pace, Florida, located on Highway 90, about a mile west of Avalon Boulevard. We have our 9th Avenue location just south of Creighton Road. We do have a banquet room there. So you got all those high school seniors that are graduating. You got, you know, company parties, nonprofit meetings that need to get together. No cost for the banquet rooms, just the cost of the food. Nice and easy setup. As long as it's available, we can book it for you for 10 or more people. So that's a great opportunity to have a good meeting space and have a great slow smoke dinner as well. So check that one out. And then we have our Navy Boulevard store. Does also have a banquet room. And it is on on Navy Boulevard, but we have about 75 spaces there for the banquet room to be able to host a party. So I had a big birthday party there the other day, and it was a great time. A family often has a birthday party with us, and they come and celebrate. So bigger banquet room there, so we can host up to 75. It's a great, great space there, just about a mile north of the Pensacola NAS main gate. And then our Pine Forest location, which is technically on Shelley Road, located there behind the Cumberland Farms gas station. So just a little jog off Pine Forest Road just south of I-10. So, yeah, nice. Four locations here in the News Radio area. And so come check us out. I know Meg's not here, but we always talk about Meg's favorite specials. So,
well, Meg's favorite is actually my favorite.
Your favorite?
Monday mornings. Yeah.
10:45. All the locations open at 10:45, but every Monday.
I'm the first one in the drive-thru.
You're the first one?
You know it.
Buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwiches.
Yes, sir.
Yep, so that's a great deal every Monday. You don't need the app for that deal, but I definitely recommend having the app. That way you can start collecting all those reward points and taking advantage of that and getting some more free barbecue.
Absolutely.
Because there ain't nothing wrong with extra free barbecue.
I like to pick up a little bit of coleslaw with that.
Yeah. Are you a coleslaw on the sandwich guy?
I am, but I want it to start on the side.
I want to put it on myself. You want it nice and cold with the hot.
Plus, leave a little extra for myself because it's just good.
Yeah, and if it's the full serving of coleslaw, it's too much. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm with you on that.
What other specials do you have going on?
Yeah, I mean, tomorrow is Saturday, so every Saturday here in the News Radio Market, we have buy one, get one free. Not buy one, get one free. Kids eat free. Kids and grandkids eat free. I'll get it right. Every Saturday. So bring those kids or grandkids in. Free kids meal with every adult entree purchase. So that's a great deal. Great way to have some slow smoke barbecue with your family and enjoy a great, great afternoon out on Saturday.
Absolutely. And if you have a troop like I do, it helps to have a kids meal option.
A little bit of a deal. Yeah.
Absolutely.
We did it quite a bit growing up when my kids were in that age bracket and they're a little telling on myself, but a little out of the age bracket now. So it's always a good time going to have a little barbecue over at Sonny's.
Awesome. Did you want to do your giveaway now? Friday giveaway? Or are we going to hold off a little bit?
Yeah, we'll just plug it a little bit, tease
it. All right.
We'll plug
in. All right, we'll do it in the next 5 minutes.
Let's say. There we go.
All right.
Stay tuned, folks. Keep listening.
So Memorial Weekend's coming up. I would imagine that people are going to be, you know, wanting some barbecue for their parties, some veterans events, some things like that going on. They can invite Sonny's to be part of that, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's not too uncommon. We just had Easter, so we did a lot of bulk orders for Easter. A lot of people picked up brisket and some pulled pork, you know, by the pound. We like to say we have three ways that we cater, so we can come out with a team, do a full setup and serve service where we do everything from setup to cleanup. We can do a delivery, so if you just need us to bring it out to you and save you a little bit of time, it's a very reasonable delivery fee, typically $25 for most places in the listenership area, and then we can do pickup. So if you need just to swing on through, hey, I need it ready at 4 o'clock, we can have it ready for you. So all those holidays, you just don't want to do that extra cooking, or you want to cook your favorite recipe and spend your time on that, but you still need more food, we can definitely help you with that. You know, Memorial Day is coming up, Mother's Day, those graduation parties, all those types of things. We're definitely ready to serve you on those types of things. So,
and with all those events happening, how much lead time do you need?
Typically, I mean, for a pickup catering, typically about 24 hours. Obviously, if you got a few hundred people that need to get fed, a couple days at least, that helps us to plan and strategize and make sure we got all the labor force and the pit masters ready to go and all that good stuff. But, you know, 24 to 48 hours for most orders, 72 hours if it's a bigger order to a week, we can definitely accommodate and make things happen. So.
And do they reach out to you directly? Do they reach out to a local restaurant?
Yeah, you can reach out to me directly. My cell phone is 850-418-3331. That's what I spend most of my days doing. Between doing community events, I wind up doing catering orders. So that's kind of my life, catering orders and events. So, yeah. So reach out to me on my cell phone, or you can reach out to any of the stores directly. You just reach out to them. Go to sunnysbbq.com, and you can find the location which is most convenient to you. And yeah, just put your order directly online or call the store, either or.
I know that Meg talked to you about this last week, but I wasn't here, so I'll just bring it up again. Yep. That you catered our recent company meeting that we had. Did. Fantastic food.
Yeah.
And we also had some peach cobbler that day.
Peach cobbler is so good.
I can't speak highly enough about that. I took a serving, and there was so many thick, nice peaches in there.
Not whole peaches, but quartered peaches. Yeah. And then you got the crumbled.
You know, sometimes you get a fruit dessert, and sometimes you feel a little gypped on the fruit.
Yeah.
Not with the peach cobbler.
Plenty of fruit in that.
Yeah.
Same with the banana pudding. The banana pudding's got plenty of bananas in it, so they don't skimp on that side of it. So
absolutely.
The two favorites. They're either disappointed they didn't get banana pudding or peach cobbler. I try to, convince people to do both. But, yeah, here, y'all are a heavy peach cobbler fan.
Absolutely. And speaking of peach cobbler, Monday's an important day. The world of peach cobbler.
Is it? Is it peach cobbler day?
Oh, you didn't know about this.
Oh.
National Peach Cobbler Day on Monday.
Man, so y'all come on by Sonny's. Let me tell y'all a secret. Maybe that's not such a secret. But on our spring menu, we have the peach cobbler to egg rolls. And I know me and Meg talk about it all the time, but if you've not heard, those peach cobbler egg rolls are absolutely delicious. So come on through Monday or any day through the end of May, and you can get those peach cobbler egg rolls. They're really good, so you should definitely check those out.
So is it a dessert egg roll?
It is a dessert egg roll, yeah.
You have it as a meal.
So the peach cobbler that we make for, catering, so we just take that, mash it up, put it inside of an egg roll wrapper, wrap it, deep fry it, toss it in some cinnamon sugar, and serve it with some whipped cream.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Whipped cream?
It's good stuff.
That's awesome.
You get dunk the peach cobbler egg roll in the whipped cream. Yeah,
That sounds like a lunch right there.
It's really good. Lunch, dinner, breakfast, whatever you want to call it. Just don't call me late for dinner, right? You know what
absolutely.
They say. So it's good stuff. Definitely check that out. That's one of that is the dessert on the spring menu. On the other items on the spring menu have a brisket grilled cheese. That's my longtime favorite at Sonny's. Even before I was working with Sonny's, my go-to at Sonny's was the brisket grilled cheese. So it's kind of one of those things they – teasing folks a little bit with it now, so we just put it on the spring menu. So definitely come and get that while we got it on the menu. And then we have the golden barbecue chicken tender sandwich, so that is another good one. So served on some of our delicious and toasty garlic bread. I hope I'm making you hungry, folks, because that's the whole point. Yep. So that is a great sandwich. We got the cheese curds and the loaded Mac, the hot link loaded Mac. So some of our creamy mac and cheese with our jalapeno cheddar sausage. Yeah, it's good stuff. So come check out that spring menu. Obviously, we got all of our slow smoke favorites that we always have every day.
Mm-hmm.
The brisket, the smoked turkey.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but how is the mac prepared, or what's all in it?
Company secret.
Oh, it's company secret. It's
macaroni and cheese, buddy.
It's macaroni. Oh, I was just curious. Everybody's got their little something that they add to it.
Creamy mac and cheese. Yeah, it's really good. So it's a great one, and people love the mac and cheese. Even the vegetarians. The vegetarians love the mac and cheese. That's one of my favorite things is when I get text messages from the vegetarian friends that I have, and we're like, hey, I'm at Sonny's eating a salad. I'm at Sonny's eating mac and cheese. I'm at Sonny's eating banana pudding. I mean, so that's always fun.
Yeah.
So we got a little something for everybody.
Absolutely.
Burgers are great. If you've not had one of our burgers, got somebody in the crowd that says, I don't want barbecue, bring them on. We got those delicious chicken tenders. We got a great burger. Amazing chicken wings. They are smoked, but, they're so good and juicy, so the great wings. And if you got a party you got coming up, a great deal on those wings, 50 wings for $59.99 is a banging deal. So
yes, it is.
It is a good deal. So,
and like you said earlier, people can sample the burgers at Burger Fest this weekend.
There we go. We're going to do a little something special, not technically on the menu, but, you know.
Okay.
For competitions and community events, we kind of go off script a little bit, but try to tie in some of our, you know, core Sonny's items in some way, you know. But I'd like to have a little fun, go off script a little bit.
Absolutely. Yeah. What else is on the menu that you want to highlight?
Oh, let's see here. Turkey. You know, I saw somebody in one of the local Pensacola groups posting about places that have good diet food. Well, we have protein power plates. And so if you're looking for, you know, something that is higher in protein, a little lower in carbs, or whatever it is that you might be looking for, definitely check the protein power plates out. We have our smoked turkey is so good. And I like to say there's no calories in smoke. If you hadn't heard, there's no calories in smoke. There's going to be some scientists that go like, oh, no, you know. But officially, I think there's no calories in smoke.
Yeah.
So the turkey's good. We have some delicious steamed broccoli. So if you're looking for something that lighter fare, we got something for you, too. So, yeah.
Awesome. Well, it's that time. We've kind of promised
them.
Yeah,
it's the giveaway time. Yeah, so we're giving away a family feast. Yeah, giving away a family feast today. That's a crowd favorite here for the listeners. So it comes with four meats, three sidekicks, choice of bread, and a gallon of sweet tea. And let's see here. Let's go with the fourth person to text in burger, because we talked about the hamburgers. Why not?
All right, 437-1620, 437-1620. Fourth texter types in the word burger. And you connect with a Sonny's Feast.
There you go. Family feast. You get a little bit of brisket, a little pulled pork, some chicken, some turkey with your choice of sidekicks. You can upgrade it and get a little okra, some corn nuggets. We don't talk about the corn nuggets enough. I get yelled at every time I don't talk about the corn nuggets. So I got to plug the corn nuggets. Those are delicious. And definitely, if you've not had them, they are a good add-on to any meal that you have at Sonny's Barbecue.
All right, we are going to go with Jennifer Klein, and she gets the family feast.
Congratulations, so, Jennifer.
Jennifer, to stop by the studios to pick those up.
Yep, swing on by the studio. Miss Tina at the front desk will have that ready for you, so you'll just pick up that gift certificate and come and pick up at any of your local four locations here in the News Radio area.
Yeah, and our studios are located on Plantation Road here in Pensacola, ADX, Cat Country, and News Radio 92.3, so... Congratulations, and we'll see you here soon. Let's talk about the Sonny's app.
Yeah, definitely the Sonny's app, super easy to get, download, and use. You know, you can either go to your Google Play Store or your Apple iPhone Store. Just search Sonny's BBQ. You can also navigate to it through our website. But it's just, why wouldn't you get the app and get free barbecue? So every time you make a purchase through Sonny's, you can either... scan your receipt to collect your rewards points. So basically there's a rewards tier system. So the more barbecue you eat, the more free barbecue you get. So that's about the simplest way to say it. And then if you'd like to, you can also load your card into the app secure, and then it just makes it that much easier to order.
Nice.
Yeah. So
I was talking to Jennifer. So did you talk about some of the deals that you get as part of the app?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's always deals. So there's always our best deals that we go out. So, right now we got a $12 deal going on. So just check those out. And then you know, anytime we got special promos, we're going to be pushing those out through the app. So, and it's based on rewards points. Yeah. I think when you sign up, you get 5 off 25 immediately, you know, so yeah, take advantage of that app and get extra free barbecue. It's a good plan, I'd say.
Absolutely. And if you're also looking to connect, Sonny's Barbecue has a YouTube page, which I was actually just on the last few days.
Yeah.
And watching some interviews with Sonny himself and talking about his favorite meal at Sonny's.
Yep.
So, and you know what that is?
I do.
Yeah. Sliced pork, right?
Sliced pork. This is Sonny's original. So, not too many places you're going to find sliced pork. It is a Sonny's original. It's a longstanding Sonny's tradition. It was his favorite sandwich on garlic bread and crinkle fries, because it was crinkle fries.
I like the crinkle fries.
Yep.
He had a Tots guy.
He had a spot at the original Waldo Road location and would always sit there and greet customers. And that's kind of what, you know, built the Sonny's brand, just his personality and building relationships with folks. So it did pass away in December, but the legacy lives on, and doing slow smoke barbecue every day and in the name of Sonny.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, another fascinating thing was that they were talking to some of the managers and some of the servers and talking about Sonny's Barbecue's commitment to kindness.
Yeah.
People were given their definitions of kindness and making the customer leave with a smile. Yep. So how much of a part of your culture there is the kindness concept?
It absolutely is. I mean, we talk about Southern hospitality, and we serve barbecue slathered in Southern hospitality, and part of that is a kindness. As the official chief kindness officer for Sonny's Barbecue, mm-hmm. You know, it kind of is what we do every day, you know, spreading the spirit of barbecue, and kindness is a part of that. Treating people how you'd want to be treated is kind of the, you know, the mainstay of what kindness is. And it's not really what you do, but it's how you do it. And so a lot of times, even the simplest things, just giving somebody a nice smile can be considered a great act of kindness, you know, to help brighten someone's day. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And talk to me about Q for Kindness, I believe it's called. You're helping out the community and the nonprofits.
Yeah, so that's what we do for, you know, different nonprofits. So the Q for Kindness is kind of the company-wide official initiative for, you know, helping different nonprofits, celebrating people in the community who are doing great things. And, the list is too long to probably go down, you know, different, you know, people in the community and organizations in the community that just make the community run, right? Like, can you, sometimes they're unsung folks, so try to shine a little bit of a spotlight on those people and those organizations, and why not bring them a little barbecue in the process?
Absolutely.
That part.
What else is new that you want to let us know about today on the Always Sunny Show?
Yeah, the like I said, that spring menu, those peach cobbler egg rolls, if you hadn't had them, they're delicious. You definitely check those out. You know, something else going on this weekend, I forgot to talk about it, is Sunday's the Fred Levin Fest.
Oh, yeah.
That's
going to
be
ants.
Down at Maritime Park again also. So they've been Fred Levin Way for the last couple of years, but I believe they're going to be down at Maritime Park. So that's a great one to check out for people in the community. There's tons of promos and giveaways, and just it's a huge event. So, you know, if you're looking for something like that, definitely check that one out. So
I'm glad you brought that up, because I didn't know that the location had moved.
Yeah, it did move, and so that's where they'll be. Definitely, you know, for all the details on timing and everything like that, there's too many numbers to keep in my head. I got enough numbers, can't keep them all. But yeah, go to Fred Levin Way Fest on Facebook, and or you could, I'm sure you could Google search it and pull up more information on exactly what time they start and all those details. So, yeah.
The other thing I was noticing on the YouTube page was that so many of the servers that want to become pit masters. So. Yeah. Talk to me about the process of becoming a pit master.
I mean, they have a training program. They have like a class. Shannon Snell, who's our head pit master, he puts that on. And so there's a whole curriculum that you have to go through to kind of learn the Sonny's way. And, you know, you go through the official vetting process. There's a little test. There's a little bit of a written test, a little bit of a hands-on test, if you will. And so they have a great program, and really it's about training, right? And so it's just day in, day out doing it. And we got a lot of pit masters that have been with us for a long, long time, just serving up the slow smoke barbecue at Sonny's every day. So
absolutely. And that's one thing I've noticed from one location to the next, the consistency of the food.
They do a really great job of that. So, you know, previously it was at the butcher shop, and then came over to Sonny's and been involved in the barbecue world from the competition side standpoint, and going into the commercial business side of barbecue. And I was very impressed with the processes and systems they had in place to create consistent products. So, yeah, whether you're in Pensacola, Gainesville, Tallahassee, Georgia, Kentucky, North Carolina, South Carolina, Alabama, Mississippi, all the places that Sonny's Barbecue is here in the Southeast, we'd love to serve you. Y'all come see us this weekend here in the News Radio area. Hope we see you out in the community. If not, hope you come see some of our staff at one of our local four stores.
One more time, how do they reach you?
Sonny'sBBQ.com. Come and see us. Y'all have a great weekend.
All right,
thanks, Ellen. It's going to be a great one.
Appreciate it.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.